Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
We are the Hit Squad. Welcome back to our podcast series in which we explore health IT stories we've produced and are working on. Sometimes we even have guests too, so stay tuned for them. In the meantime, in this Hit Squad episode, we're going to touch on our adventures at the recent Connected Health Symposium in Boston, as well as Kristen's visit to a pediatric health conference and my mini preview of the upcoming RSNA show in Chicago, which I'll be going to after Thanksgiving. So, Kristen, what were your strongest impressions of the Connected Health Symposium? You're working on a photo story about some of the coolest products at that show. So what were the most interesting companies and systems that you saw and why?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of really cool things. We saw, you know, that e-shirt technology, which was really cool. But personally, I think my personal favorite was this product called Quell, made by a company called Neurometrics. And basically what Quell is, it's a FDA-cleared Class 2 wearable medical device. And their goal is to help people deal with chronic pain. But what's interesting about this is that this is a drug-free solution to that problem. And so basically the device is worn around your calf, and it kind of taps into your central nervous system from there. And this device has an algorithm in it that can sort of detect what sort of therapy you need based off of whatever your pain problems are. And that therapy is then tracked through a companion application. So basically what happens is, you know, this algorithm detects, okay, you need some sort of therapy. The device stimulates the nerves in your calf. It triggers a response in your brainstem and then releases opioids that block the pain. So that's really pretty cool. It'll be interesting to see how well that does. They said at the conference that they began shipping this product in June, and so far they've shipped 7,000 Quell devices.
That's pretty good. I mean, I would imagine that the opioid crisis that's sweeping Massachusetts and the rest of the country would be, you know, a driver for this kind
of non-narcotic
definitely pain relief.
That's why it'll be really interesting to see if this sort of thing takes off, just, you know, based off of, you know, the epidemic that we're experiencing. So, but yeah, Sean, I mean, you were there with me. So what did you think of Connected Health?
Well, it's a different kind of health IT conference than most. I mean, you have this a slew of innovative gadgets and systems, hardware and software, but you also have some really great speakers, not always the most conventional speakers, like a keynoter I covered who founded Iodine, a startup out in San Francisco, talking about precision medicine, and it was kind of counterintuitive. I wrote about him that he said the most important thing in precision medicine going forward is probably not even the technology, it's the human aspect. It's getting the talking with patients, caregivers talking with patients to find out what has been their experience with other medications, other kinds of chemotherapy, what worked, what didn't, what caused nausea, what didn't, and incorporating that into the patient record, into the health record, for future personalized medicine or precision medicine. And I thought it was also interesting, Connected Health, you had all these great innovative young startups, but behind the scenes, and I wrote about this in my blog, there were some pretty big companies really working in the crowd, working, you know, trying to get business, like Salesforce, which is a non-health IT company which made a big splash with its health cloud for customer relation management system. So, you know, and Partners itself, Partners Healthcare, which sponsored the show, you know, it's the biggest health system in New England. So while they're, you know, through their Center for Connected Health, they're really driving, you know, and supporting a lot of innovation. They're also a very big health system with a lot of money.
Right.
I thought that was interesting. So that kind of wraps up our take on Connected Health. Kristen, what was cool and new at the pediatric health conference you just attended?
Yeah, so it was called Global Pediatric Innovation Summit and Awards. It was put on by Boston Children's Hospital in partnership with a bunch of other companies, including IBM Watson and Medtronic, which is actually what I wanted to talk about today, because they gave a very interesting talk about this partnership that they formed back in April. And the partnership is around trying to figure out how they can help patients with diabetes better control, you know, this chronic disease that they're living with. And, you know, someone from Medtronic was saying during the session that just devices alone isn't enough. What is really going to be effective in the end is pairing devices with data analytics and then software to kind of power that. So that is kind of his lead up to saying that this partnership with IBM Watson Health makes sense for them, because that kind of brings it all together. And they were also talking about how, you know, yes, IBM Watson Health, Watson brings, you know, the cognitive computing aspect to it, but they were also saying that it also offers kind of an ecosystem of partnering companies, including, you know, heavyweights like Epic, CVS Health, and Apple. So those partnerships are really valuable to delivering quality care, obviously, so that would be interesting. And the rep from Medtronic was saying that, you know, just even so far working with Watson, they've been able to predict hypoglycemic events with up to 90% accuracy 3 hours in advance, which kind of helps these patients stop any sort of episode from happening.
Now, is this for juvenile diabetes or for all, for adult and pediatric?
Yeah, it was for all. Yeah, so it was not just for kids. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with them. And Sean, you mentioned you're going to RSNA after Thanksgiving. So I've never been. What exactly is all that about?
Well, RSNA is the acronym is the Radiological Society of North America. So, but it's a misnomer because it has international members from all over the world, Middle East, Asia, South America, Europe. Oh. Okay, so they all come. And this is the largest health IT conference, actually. Well, largest health conference in North America. 65,000 people last year.
Wow.
Which is more than HIMSS.
Wow.
But the catch is that only about 20 or 30% of it is strictly health IT related. That proportion is growing, though. Mm-hmm. It's really mostly advanced imaging hardware from, you know, Siemens, GE, Philips, Samsung, Hitachi, these huge hardware companies, which also has software to operate it, and also clinical diagnostic, you know, tools and stuff like that. But, you know, health IT has invaded radiology, mm-hmm. software, analytics, workflow, that kind of stuff. So it's gotten bigger. And also things like VNAs, vendor neutral archives, and which are kind of taking over from the old PACS systems. Mm-hmm. So that's what's cool. And at RSNA, I mean, you really haven't lived until you've seen dozens of radiologists jumping over each other trying to get to the latest hardware. Last year, I wrote in my blog that it looked sort of like a mosh pit at a punk rock concert.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's a pretty chaotic situation. So I am looking forward to it. I've got a few interviews scheduled out there, and we'll see what happens.
Well, but, I hope you have some experience with moshing then.
I do, but it's a long time ago, 20 years ago.
Should practice before
you go. Yes, yes. Indeed, you know, so thank you. That is pretty funny. I'm gonna probably practice in my hotel room before I go to the show.
Good.
But, you know, Kristen, I know that you're working on a story. I think you're working on a story for an upcoming Search Health IT e-zine about a sort of affordability of wearable devices for lower-income populations, mm-hmm. underserved populations. And I know they wouldn't be interested in the Apple Watch Edition 42-millimeter, 18-karat rose gold case with the sport band. That's only $12,000. And now, I know they wouldn't be interested in that 18-karat rose gold case. But I think you are aware that there are some affordable sensors and wearables out there that are, you know, they could be $25 each. And they don't mm-hmm. look very sexy like the Apple Watch I was just describing, the Apple Watch Edition. But, you know, what do you think about that story? I mean, do you think eventually you know, they will catch on for all, you know, income segments of the population, or who knows?
I think so. From my research so far, it kind of seems like this is a big deal. I mean, the populations that need wearables in order to manage their health are the ones that can't afford it. I've just been reading that, you know, I mean, the big question is, so are companies going to create devices that will be affordable? I kind of think that they're going to be forced to. I mean, you have this whole population that really needs this. Someone has to step up. So, yeah.
I got to think Apple should step up and hand out these gold carat watches to everybody.
I agree. As a public service. I will be there.
Yes.
They should throw it into the crowd. Hey, you can use your moshing skills there.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody, to our listeners for listening to this Hit Squad podcast series. So see you at searchhealthit.com. Goodbye for now.
Bye.